this has been an ongoing struggle. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is one of the best organizations, and in it is a man who's become a good friend, Dudley Brown. And we spoke with Dudley earlier this week when he represents gun owners, and we were talking about red flagging. And now this editorial in the Denver Post appears, and it takes aim, written by the former chairman of the El Paso County GOP, calling these guys the Colorado Taliban, and that they use Chicago-style tactics. It's borderline, well, it speaks to the Republican Party. Dudley joins us, and by the way, late last night, or late yesterday evening, I should say, early in the evening, it's been announced that Cory Gardner has had a sea change and will indeed attend the Western Conservative Summit. Dudley, representing RMGO, welcome back to the radio show, brother.
Well, thank you, Peter. Thanks for having me on.
I don't even know where to begin. All right, let's take on why the Republican Party would call you, the organization RMGO, Colorado's Taliban, using Chicago-style tactics. If you want to see Chicago-style tactics, look what Michael Hancock did to Jamie Gillis, making her into Lester Maddox. I mean, that's Chicago style. So, well, I don't know what you want to.
Well, let's take it in context. The opinion editorial was submitted by a former El Paso County GOP chair, and I wouldn't even call him the Republican Party. I'd call him a very, very minor player for a very short time. He's a failed state house candidate who was rejected by his district, and I think he's a little butthurt because we endorsed his opponent, who State Representative Dave Williams has become one of the leading conservatives in this state capitol. And so, you know, the 25 years of working in politics. It's more than that, but 25 years as a gun lobbyist, I've learned that you can't take too seriously your critics. No, I will be the first to tell you, you know, our organization and myself, we've made plenty of mistakes, and some of them we come out and said, yeah, we made the mistake. Some of them we move on, but one mistake we've not made was compromise. And that's really what Joshua Hosler is upset about, is we're an organization that doesn't cut deals and doesn't compromise. Now, in the case, his opinion editorial where he decries the fact that we don't play on the Republican team. Look, I'm a Republican. I was a delegate to the 2012 and 2016 national conventions. I've even sat on the committees that meet beforehand, including the Rules Committee in 2012, and that was elected by – I was elected at the state conventions. Yes, I'm a Republican, but Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is not a Republican arm. It's not the pro-gun arm of the Republican Party. It's not the some kind of – secondary group that the state Republican, committee can tell us what to do. We are a nonpartisan, independent 501c4 nonprofit.
I know.
And our job is to represent gun owners. The way you represent gun owners, frankly, is to draw some pretty tough lines in the sand and dare people to step over it. And that's what we do.
Our guest is the one and only Dudley Brown, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, but the point of it is, when the editorial was written, they cite him as former chair of the El Paso GOP. Is he speaking for himself, or is he speaking for as a Republican, or a combination of the two?
I'll give him credit. He is speaking for the left side of the Republican Party.
No, the dominant. They're the dominant Colorado politics.
We call that the establishment. He might as well admit that Bob Beaupre is his puppet master.
Sure, there you are.
That's who he's worked for in the past. Yeah. In fact, when Matt Arnold, the kind of campaign finance watchdog, dug deep about Bob Lopre's group, Colorado Pioneer Action, and I was digging into what they did. They actually questioned Josh Hostler on the stand. And he's basically a leftward Republican who frequently brings out the, I'm a Marine, I'm a former Marine, I did this, I did that. And look, I don't harass him or certainly say nothing but positive about being Marine, and good for him. I'm not critical of him for that, of course, but that doesn't mean anything he says somehow has credibility. That means nothing. There are a lot of people in politics who served in the military and had distinguished careers and who are flaming leftists.
Yeah, but it's not the point. It's not the point. The point is they choose his editorial. And again, I know a little bit about how newspapers work. I don't know everything about it. But when he had to, one of the way or the other, he's certainly invited on the show, but one way or the other, to call you guys the Taliban and Chicago-style tactics, of all places to appear, the Denver Post. But the little I know, they probably submitted this and the Denver Post, you know, gleefully prints it because of their politics.
Yeah. No, they did call. I did get a call from the Denver Post about it with an option to respond. Yeah. And, of course, you know, they did say you can write an op-ed, and who knows, maybe we will. Yeah. Not necessarily from this little guy who's not much of a player. But I want to zero in on two things. He claims bullying. Let's define what bullying is in politics, because this is not the same thing as bullying in, you know, on the schoolyard, or for that matter, as he claims, the Taliban bullying people. That's not bullying. That's just murder, shooting people and sacking villages. Bullying in politics is using your angles and in this case with Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, connecting with our members to use their grassroots pressure to push politicians into doing what we need them to do, which is defend the damn Second Amendment, not be pussies. Sorry, but it's a big problem. The Republican Party has very little spine, and frankly, somebody's got to give it to them.
Dudley, this is my point of all of it, is I try to make the case, and we talked about it earlier. We had with us the one and only John Lott. You know, for 8 years, the Bush family said nothing about Barack Obama. Now, Donald Trump hits the ground. They attack him. They claim that Bill Clinton is like their son. Now, both of the elder Bushes are gone, not to speak ill will of the dead, as my grandmother would say. However, the policies that put a Walker Stapleton out there, that put a Mike Kaufman out there, and I'll tell you what, I know in and of itself, it's significant that out of the clear blue of the western skies, I said, Cory Gardner makes a huge pronouncement. He will suddenly now show up at the Western Conservative Summit. They got problems, huge problems inside that party. But why they came out... Go on, I'm sorry. You say.
Well, the Republican Party in Colorado, and I've been working in it since really 1989, and on a regular basis, I have to say, and it can be very frustrating. But remember, it was a really different party back then. I think the frustration for both Bob Beaupre and little players like Joshua Hostler is that the party has moved pretty substantially to the right on guns. And that's been due to us. Setting all humility aside, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is the group who's given them a spine. And I think Greg Brophy, a former state senator, talked about that frequently. But our job is to let them know that when you cross these lines, we don't care what party you're from. In fact, in some cases, Peter, doesn't discipline begin at home?
Well, let me come back to this.
If you can't keep the Republican Party, forget the winning in the legislature. That's the only place you're going to, you know, establish a beachhead. We're very active in primaries. We always have been.
From Rocky Mount Gun Owners, our guest is Dudley Brown. To go further, to talk about the Republican Party, there's a guy named Cole Wist, W-I-S-T. He's a Republican. He's come out and said that Rocky Mountain Gun Owners carpet bombed my house district. But no, let me finish it up. He said, it's unfortunate but crystal clear, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners owns the Colorado Republican Party.
No. I don't know if we own the Republican Party. That's right. Entirely, you know, some of the rhinos that are in there wouldn't be there.
So,
we do have an influence over the Republican Party in many ways, and I think we have an influence over the Democrat Party. They don't want to really pick fights with us; they'd rather not. But they have a constituency they have to live up to as well on the far left. So, but I think the point about, like, for instance, Cole Wist, is this is a former and disgraced state legislator who went completely against his party's base, mm-hmm. and then wonder why he lost in 2018. And, I had people within his district calling me up and saying it's too late to run in a primary against him. Many of them would have primaried him. And I'm telling those people, you might get your chance because it sounds like he might try to go for a state Senate seat now, which I've heard that's the case. It would be interesting.
Our guest from Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, our guest is the one and only Dudley Brown. Because he's going to be one of the instructors or teachers on the 24th that, I don't know if you knew this one, but the thing maxed out at 70 people, and they're loading up the August class for the same thing. And because of limited time this morning, you're one of the best to speak on Red Flag. Dudley, who has standing to enact a Red Flag raid on my house or your house or anyone listening? Who has standing with the judge to throw the flag?
Virtually anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone who can claim they have any connection to you, Peter, and the worst part about it at all, it might be happening right now. It can happen at any moment, and you won't know about it. It's called ex parte filings in court, and it means that someone can bring information. Let's say you went on Tinder and went out on a date with someone, and imagine that it didn't. You know, you just didn't click, or frankly, you thought she wasn't that pretty, or maybe she didn't like your politics, she got angry, and you both just walked out of the restaurant and said, okay, well, let's wait, save some time. And she could easily go and file a red flag saying, well, that guy's a gun kook, and I know he's got guns, and he acts pretty deranged to me. Because he thinks there are two genders, and boom, you could be in court, but you don't know about it. They're filing it, and then they're coming to your door.
Will there be lawyers or law firms that pop up whose job will be to do that to, you know, your ex-wife's brother, or, as you point out, former lovers, or... Will there be law firms, and I talked to somebody about this last night, will there be law firms that will come into being in January that just do exactly that? You pay them to do the heavy lifting to the judge to get some guy red flagged. Do you believe that's going to happen?
Sure. That kind of stuff already happens with restraining orders. You know, many attorneys have their pat and standard filings and templates already made for restraining orders, and they just get a new client and they don't have to reinvent the wheel.
But this isn't a restraining.
Recycle them in insert name here. Of course they're going to do this.
Yeah, this because it's not a restraining order. I mean, I know somebody that had a conversation with yesterday. We're talking about this. About this is not a restraining order because you're not involved. And
no.
To the best of your knowledge, you know, you're just fat and happy and sitting in the house, and boom, the door gets kicked. Or there's a knock on the door. It could go either way. But somebody that maybe hasn't been in your life for 6 months, a year, or 6 years, or they can, as someone said, drop a dime on you from New York. And this,
well, yes, they can do it, and that's a great point, Peter, that I neglected to mention. They can do it via phone.
No, right, yeah.
You don't have to be in court. The accuser.
That's
can
why
just
I
do
ask about the law.
Phone.
That's why I ask about the law firms that can do this for you.
I think it's pretty easy, pretty obvious that many people are going to get red flagged.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm anticipating that you know people will create things
really?
About me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, imagine that.
I'm
I mean,
shocked.
That's what we imagine that it appeared in the Denver Post. Somebody creating a whole series of claiming threats. And which, of course, that's the silliest part about that editorial.
Yeah.
To get back to that was you know, we don't physically threaten. We threaten in politics, we don't just threaten. We carry it out. So call that bullying, if you will. Our job is to do that. But the concern about red flag is that it will be done. It could be done via phone.
Oh yeah,
it's largely a plug and play for. Yeah. For aggressive attorneys, and let's face it, you know, like a divorce proceeding.
You bet.
Oh, it's a perfect thing to use because
well, that's what
because
came up.
Boom!
Yeah.
Now it's going to be involved in the as evidence in the divorce yeah. proceeding. Oh well, he got his guns confiscated.
Yeah.
By a lower standard.
Yes.
Than is normal with a restraining order.
And the other part of it, I appear in front of the judge in it's 2 weeks, right? And I have this.
Yep.
This. I know you well enough to say this about myself, to tell the judge I'm not crazy. Now, I couldn't do that. I couldn't appear before anybody, and you know, like I have a running gag with my children, and luckily, my kids are like the very very best ever. I just they're terrific, and I always had this saying when they were little. I said, you know, they stuck up a bank, right, and they're standing in front of a judge, and the judge said, "Who's your father again?" Don't you know? And so I can't imagine you, of all people, standing in front of Judge fill in the blank, trying to explain how Dudley Brown's not nuts. Good luck.
Yeah. Well,
good luck. With
I mean, it. Yeah, and I think the other big concern is that 2 weeks later,
yeah.
you know, to get your guns back, the level of evidence that's required and proof is actually higher than it was to take the guns in the first place.
Precisely, yeah.
But you know, to those of us with kids and families or went, you know, family troubles, which is basically everybody on the planet, you have the big concern though is what can be used by people who don't like you.
Exactly.
And it really remains to be seen in Colorado what that will look like. But, you know, from our perspective, the guns are something we work very hard to defend. However, it's pretty low on the totem pole when you consider that this can be used in a great number of ways to harm people.
It's
and it's
weapon.
Not just taking your guns.
It has nothing to do with anything except taking your guns and getting you a jacket, as the cops call it, that you got hit. That you got raided.
Getting you a jacket. Hey, you. Yeah. The other thing that would be interesting, I don't know if you've had Sheriff Reams on, and Sheriff Steve Reams from Weld County makes a great point. And one of his great points about this red flag issue is he makes a very clear distinction. As a sheriff, he's being told he has to, quote, go out and serve these. But they're not, they're actually civil actions. They're not criminal actions. So this is not serving, an actual normal restraining order that's within the criminal, caseload for courts. This is actually, serving what is a relatively new concept in a civil action. And so that's one of the reasons he said, I can't do this. Not only does he not want to do this, he says, I can't do this. And I think law enforcement has to look and say, really? How can I actually cross that line? In many cases, my view is that this is a true test of especially elected sheriffs.
Dudley, I'm on.
They have the guts.
I'm on the clock. We'll talk again. I know we talked this afternoon, but and I know Dudley's going to be there on the 24th to be part of teaching that night. And the one thing that's I'm trying to learn and is who has what's called standing that can actually enact red flag. And your response is damn near anyone. And for people,
yeah,
and the people, and they can either knock or no knock. And these are all, you know, all right. We will talk, my friend. Dudley, thank you very much for the time. Thanks to the organization.
Thank you, brother.
Peter. All right, man. We go to a moment, turn around here, and then John Kramen from Mecum will come on the show. Give this some time, you guys. Here's one for you.